The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Saddi. Today's Daf is being studied by Adun Ishmat Marzakinir by Yosef Ben Sara. Today's Daf is being studied by Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther, Wahashib Tinihim Begin Eden, Amen, Ufa Shedema, Moshe Ben Dina, Sarah Bat. רחב ושם רוחמה בת רחב אין לה לפעמים להם ופת הנפש ופת הגוף ואתם כנובר לבוא וכן ינוסו ונאמר אמן We are holding on פתת עמוד בית and we are starting from ההוא גברה five lines from the bottom let's just review very quickly we did have a very important fundamental מחלוקת in the דרים between חכמים and רבי נתן the מחלוקת stems on a concept can a husband be mefer a neder before the neder actually goes into effect. According to Rabbi Natan, you cannot be mefer a neder as a husband until the neder actually was hal. For example, a person, let's say, made a neder with a condition. And if I do this, then the neder is going to be hal. So until they do that, so the neder is not hal, that you cannot be mefer something. But according to Hachamim, no. You can be mefer in certain cases, even before the neder went into activation, you could stave it off by making a hafarab. That we saw in the last sugya. So now the Gemara is going to discuss this issue. Ha'u gavra, there was a fellow. The itzar hanayata de alma. Right? He was osir himself from having hana'a from the entire world. Ale to him. If he gets married, before he learns Torah. Which means he wanted to make an incentive for him to go study Torah. So what do you do? He says, listen, I'm not going to have hana'a from the entire world if I get married as an amaris. Different means I got to learn Torah first, and if I get married when I don't know Torah, the whole world is going to be forbidden to me. He went very diligently. He took his gapa, his stick. Tubla would be like his purse, which means he went diligently to try to go study Torah, you know, try to make the best learning, but he wasn't successful. He didn't become a Tamir Hakam, he did not study. So technically now, if he gets married, the whole world's going to be forbidden to him. So what happened? Ravaha bar Ravuna comes to him and tells him, he tricked him. He told him, you know what? Don't worry. If you get married, nothing's going to happen. You'll be mutar. Don't worry about your nidr. Don't get married. Okay? V'insif tita. So he got married. Now what happened? V'sharke tina. And then the rabbi went and he dirtied the hatan's clothes. What is he trying to show him now? And now you need the people. Now you need to go and get the cleaners to come clean the clothes that dirtied the garment. He wants to show him that you need the people now. But the problem is, he just got married, he's Amaharit, so the neder kicked in. What was the chokmah of the rabbi then? So the Gemara says, Ve'atya lekabed Rav Chazda. So the guy came in front of Rav Chazda, Amar Rav, he wants to make a kafara nedarim. He says, do me a favor, I need the people. My garment's already dirty, I'm not married for a little while already, and now I need to benefit from the people, but I made a neder. Amar Rav, man hakim le'me'abad ki hay milta. What a smart man that he did such a thing to you, that he told you to get married. Ilav de Rav Aha bar Ravuna. Must be Rav Aha bar Ravuna. I gave you this idea. The Gavra Rabahu. He's a great man. The Kasabar Hache. Because the Kasabar he holds. Tihieki de Padigi Rabbanav Rabinatan Bafara. Hache Rame Padigi Besheela. Just like Rabinatan and Hachamim. They argue by Hafara. Can a husband make Hafara on a Nedir that was not activated yet? So they also hold the same mahlokit by she'ela. Can a rabbi go and be shu'el? Can a person go be shu'el to a rabbi before the neder is activated? And therefore what? Since the rabbi was very smart, because before you got married, the neder was not activated. Correct? Which means the neder is unconditional. I'm forbidden to the whole world until I get married. Before he gets married, there's nothing. So you cannot make she'ela. At least according to Rabbi Natan. But just like Rabbi Natan says, a husband cannot be mefer a neder before it comes into activation, so too a rabbi cannot be shu'el on a neder until it actually comes to activation. What a smart rabbi that was. What did he do? He got you to get married. Once you got married, now the neder is how? Then what did he do? He forced you to make a farah. He dirtied your clothes. Now you need the people. So obviously, what was the chokmah of the rabbi? Even though according to Rabbanan, they would say you can make a farah nedarim even before the neder is activated. But the rabbi wanted to be mahmir to cover all shitut. Mm-hmm. So therefore, he got you to get married, And he told you, don't worry, nothing's going to happen. And then what? He brought you to the Hafana, the Danim, or She'elat Hakam, being Mahmir in all the Shitot. So that was the Chokmah of Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna. Okay? That was what the situation was. Now again, he could have followed a banan. But the Chokmah was that he wants to put him in a position where everybody will be accepted in the Halakha. So therefore he did it by getting him married. Now it's activated because of Minatan, you can make a she'elat hakam. That's one way of learning. However, the Gemara says, "Pape Amar Machloket Behafara." The Machloket was by Hafara, by the husband. The Rabbi Natan Savar Ein Abal Mefer, that the husband cannot be Mefer Ela Imken Hal Neder, until the Neder is actually Hal Dichti Neder, being a source. The Hafara Halibana. So they learn this pasuk as saying like this. Behafara is like saying Behafara. Person can make Hafara when Halibana, if there's a binyan. You can only make hafara if there's a building there. Somebody's got to be there. Which means a neder's got to be there for hafara to be hal. That's the way Rabbi Natan learns. The hafara alibana. Again, derasha. The hafara that you can make hafara is only alibana if there's a binyan, if there's something, if there's a structure there. Good. The rabbanan savri ba'al mefer afal pi shelo hal neder. The husband can be mefer even if the neder was on hal yet. Dichtiv. Mefer machshevot arumim, that you're able to be mefer even something that's even in the machshava, even something that's not a neder yet, just a thought, you could be mefer. That's the source of the hachamim. Aval b'sheila, oh, but when it comes to going to a rabbi, devre hakol en hacham matir klum ena imken hal neder. Also, the pepe is learning that there's no machloket by hakam. By going to a hakam, everybody holds. You have to. The hakam can only be matid the neder if the neder is actually hal. Dichtiv, what's the source? Lo yahel devaro. From the word that says lo yahel, it means like this: the fellow himself cannot be oker a neder that was hal. Mashenk, and somebody else would be able to be oker a neder that was hal. In fact, says lo yahel. Yahel is nashon halut that was hal. Lo yachel, he cannot, a fellow himself who made the neder, he cannot uproot the neder that was hal, but somebody else can. But it's got to be hal. So therefore, from that pasuk, everybody learns that a chacham can only be matir nedarim if it was activated. Okay, so comes Gibran says, lema mesayin, let us bring a proof to this shitav rab papi that holds everybody says the neder has to be hal to make she'elat chacham. Kunam she'eni nene lefloni. My guy comes along and says, listen, I'm making a neder. That what? He's forbidding himself. He's forbidding his nechasim to somebody. Which means I am not going to give any hana'a to so and so. Again, kunam she'eni nene lefloni. I'm not going to be mehane to give hana'a to so and so. Ulmi she'eshal alav. And then he says, and to the rabbi that I go and make she'ela on this neder, that rabbi is also going to become asur. Which means, he's making two nedarim. Number one, I'm sitting myself to give hana'ah to Mr. A. And the rabbi that I go to be she'el, he's going to now be asur to benefit from me as well. Okay, that's the two nedarim he makes. Now, nish'al al-arishon, ve'arkach nish'al al-asheni. So what does it say? When he goes to the rabbi, first he has to be she'el on the first neder, Mr. A. Then once he's Shu'ela Mr. A, the rabbi's neder now becomes activated. Right? Because the one that's Shu'ela on the neder. So therefore, he only becomes Asur once he is Shu'ela the neder. So first you Shu'ela the neder on Mr. A, then you Shu'ela the neder on the rabbi. So what do you see is happening over here? It seems the rabbi can only be Shu'ela the darim that have activation. That was hal. Because that neder on the A was hal already. Right? And then once already he's shu'el on A, now the rabbi's neder is activated. Therefore, he does first one, then the second one. So the Gemara says, "V'yamart nish'al afa pishulo chal neder." And if you tell me that way, you can be shu'el even before the neder is chal. Iba'ayal hay nitchil b'nisha. Iba'ayal hay nitchil b'nisha. Do whatever you want first. What do you care what you've done first? Let him go to the rabbi and say, "I made a neder against Mr. A and a neder against the rabbi. That's going to be shu'el." Okay, you know what? Do the she'ela one first. Do yours first. It's not hal. The fact you see you have to go in order You can only be mefinid darim that had activation that were hal. Gemara says, what are you talking about? Umiyada ihai kama ihai batra. Who told you when the Braita said that you do Rishon and then you do Sheni? Who told you Rishon and Sheni meant the first neder and the second neder? Rishon and Sheni means the first one that he goes to be mefer. It doesn't mean the first one that he made. It means he does the first one, I mean the first neder, whatever the first one, whichever one it is, and then he does the second one. I mean, you do separately. Do the hakam one first, and then you do the second one. You do the neder against Mr. A. I mean, just because it says Rishon and Sheni doesn't mean the Rishon that he made, the neder, the second neder that he made. Rishon and Sheni means the first neder and the second neder. His, the first one that he's mefer, the second one that he's mefer. So you have no ra'ayah. Kabbalah says, Ela, lema, Messiah, I'll bring you a proof from over here. Kunam she'eni nene lefloni. Okay, again, makes the same nidr. I'm not going to give any hana'ah to Mr. A. Hareni nazir she'eshal alav. And I accept on my person, when I make she'elan that nidr, I'm going to become a nazir. So again, there's a sequence over here. Isur hana'atif, Mr. A. When I go to the rabbi to be shu'el, at that point I'm going to become a nazir. So Gemara says, Nish'al al Nidro. Well, first he goes to be Shoel on his Nidr against Mr. A. And then what happens? Now he becomes a Nazir. Then once that's activated, he's Shoel on his Nazirut. So you see again what? You need activation for the Hakam to be Shoel. If he before the Nidr was Hal, let him be Shoel on whichever one first. Let him even be Shoel on the Nisirut first, even though it's not Hal yet. Because if you say you can make Shoel on something that's not Hal, let him do that one first. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Natani. Gemara answers, I can tell you that the author of this Braita is Rabbi Natan. And just like Rabbi Natan says, by Hafara of the husband, you got to have activation before you mefer. He's the author of this Braita also. And he'll say what? That by Sheela the Chacham, you also need activation before you are mefer. But maybe the Chachamim argue. Who told you that everybody agrees you need to have the neder to be hal before the rabbi is shoel? Maybe this bright over here is only following the opinion of Rabbi Natan. The judge, like Rabbi Natan, said by hafarat ba'al. That what? It's got to be hal before the ba'al makes hafara. So maybe he also by the hakam. Also, because you have a pasuk, lo yachal devaro. But maybe the rabbis argue. So if the papi tried to say, that what? That everybody agrees by She'elat Chacham that you need Halut and Neder, and the Gemara has not yet successfully brought a proof to prove that. Shita. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Avina, Amar Di Moremor, Hachi Amar Abuch Meshemeh Derav Papi. This is what your father said in the name of Rav Papi. Machloket Bahafara, Aval B'She'ela Devre Hakol Matir. Reverse shita now. One shita of the papi holds like this. By hafara of the husband, everybody agrees there's an argument between Rabbi Natan and Hachamim. But by sheilat hacham, everybody says you could be mefed the neder the sheilat hacham even before it's hal. So it comes out so far now we have three different ways to learn sheilat hacham. Is it a Mahloket by She'elat Hakam like it is by Hafara? Is it Kule Alma, you cannot be Mefer until it's Hal? Or is it everybody says you can be Mefer even though it is not Hal? There are three ways of learning over here. Again, I repeat. In the first story, we had, what was the rabbi? Rav Acha bar Avuna. Right? He made the guy get married. Why did he make the guy get married? To activate his neder, so they can go be mefer. And what did Rav Hizda say when he was mefer the guy's neder? What a hacham that rabbi was. You know why? Even though it's a machloket, Rabbi Natan and Hachamim, he wanted to cover all bases. So don't you get married, activate the neder, be mefer l'kul alma. So you see, according to that way of learning, it's a machloket, even by She'elat Hakam. Then we had Rav Papi. The Papi wanted to say, no, by She'elat Hakam, everybody says, you cannot be Mefer until the neder is actually Hal. Kula Alma lo peligi. That what? Has to be Hal. Now we're seeing a third version of the Papi that's saying what? The opposite. Everybody holds that by Sheirat Lachem you can even be mefed in it even before it is hal. And what's the source? Lo yachel devaro. The word lo yachel devaro, devaro means what? His words. Devaro is not mashma lashon neder. Dibur is his words. Lo yachel devaro. The fellow himself who made the neder, it's not even a neder yet. Can a person cannot profane his word? You cannot okir your word. Mashma, somebody else can okir your word, even though it's only words. Even though it didn't become yet a neder. So then we see from the word devaro that you can even be mefer, tamir hakash be mefer even before the neder is activated. So that's Gemara says, lememra delo hava be maaseh. And it teaches me what? That even though there's no maaseh, which means it's only a dibur. It's not even a neder. Lo yachel devaro. Oh, he cannot do his dibur, but somebody else can. So you see that the shita. So the Gemara says, oh, meti be. Now, whatever proof we brought to the last version, we're going to bring as a question to this version. Because this version is saying, well, according to everybody, you don't need activation. Oh, what do you mean? Meti be kunam shani nene lefloni. Right? I'm making a kunam against Mr. A. Ulmi shinish al alav. And to the guy that's shoel, I'm going to be, or send myself to that rabbi. Nish'al al rishon, v'akik nish'al ha-sheni. See what? What do we say? Yeshu'el on the first one, then Yeshu'el on the second one. Amai. Why do you have to go in that order? Why you tell me you have to be Shu'el on the first one and then on the second one? I ba'ayal hay nitshil b'resha, v'i ba'ayal hay nitshil b'resha. Which means again, let him be Shu'el on whichever one he wants. If you tell me you don't care, you don't need to have it activated, so let him do either one. Why is it saying Rishon and then Sheni? The Gemara says, Mi yodaya hei Rishon vei Sheni? Who told you when it says Rishon and Sheni, it means necessarily the first one on Nidr A and the second one on the Hakam? Maybe you can do the Hakam first and then Nidr on the fellow. And therefore you have no question against, which means it just means you have to be mefer both Nidarim. You do the first one, then you do the second one. Who told you the first one meant the first one on it? Then the second one is on the hakam. Maybe it's the opposite. So the Gemara says, okay. Gemara says, meti be begin another question, and this question is not going to be answered. Kunam she'ani nehene. I'm not going to give an'ah to Mr. So and So. Varini nazir l'ksheish al alav. Right, and I'm going to be a nazir when I go to Bishuel. Nish'al al nidro. So first you go shuel on the neder. Ve'arkak nish'al al nizro. What do you do first? First you go be shu'el on the nidr. Right? And then what happens? Right when you're shu'el on the nidr, you become a nazir. So then you have to be shu'el on the nazirut. Oh, ve'amai. Iba'ya al nidro nitshil b'resha, v'iba'ya al nidro nitshil b'resha. What's the difference? If according to what you're saying now, it doesn't have to be activated according to everybody, let him do whichever one he wants. And you can't answer me that this is going according to the binatan, because you're saying according to everybody, you don't need the neder to be activated. So therefore, who's this going like? What do you need to break the neder first against Mr. So-and-so and then break the nezirut? The Chaurai should be able to do it in any way you want. And don't tell me, oh, this is Rabbi Natan. Because you hold it by Hakam being Shu'el neder, everybody else doesn't have to be activated. Gemara concludes, Tiyufta, it is indeed a question. So comes out, now we have to really see the inyan of the halachana. Comes out now, like I said, we have different ways of learning this sugya. Everybody agrees that by hafara, which means that's a husband, being mefer his wife's vows, everybody holds it's a machloket, between Rabbi Natan and Hachamim. Rabbi Natan says that it has to be actually hal before the husband can be mefer, whereas according to Rabbanan, they can even be meferit before it is hal. That there's no argument that there's an argument. Okay, the machloket that we have over here between the rabbis today is legabe a hakam. Hakam that can be a shu'el a neder, because you can go to a rabbi as well. We saw one shita that's mashma, it's a machloket there as well. One shita that said it's not a machloket, meaning everybody says it's got to be activated before the rabbi gets involved. And another shita that said it's no machloket, everybody says you don't have to have the neder to be activated for the hakam to be shu'el. So now we have to see, who do we take in the halakha. So let's go back to the Ran. The Ran is on the bottom of Tzaddi Amud Rishon. It is on the first wide line, Ulinyan halakha. Ulinyan halakha, Kaimalan Kerabbanan. De Perigi Aled Rabinatan, Ve Amri De Baal Mefer, Ve Afapi Shelo Halanidr. Good. We followed like the opinion of the rabbis, which is obvious. That what? That the husband can be mefer the neder even before the neder is hot, like the rabbis. Number one, the yachid v'rabim and v'karabim. Right, very simple. It's the biratan against the rabbis. Always we go follow the majority. Ve'od to the biakiva the amar the ishit isha amrad any nizira the ishit garesh v'rit garesha the yafir. We learned on yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, we learned the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, a guy's married. That lady makes a neder when she's married. She says, I am going to accept upon myself this isur of Natsi Nizirut when I get divorced. So what did Rabbi Akiva say? That nederim go after the time of when you said it. And therefore, at the time that she said that she was married, the husband has rights to be mefir, even though it wasn't activated yet. The activation is not going to take place until after the divorce. But still, Rabbi Akiva said you could be mefir the neder. Now, so what do you see? You see that you don't need the neder to be activated in order to make hafara. Number one, you see it from Rabbanan. Number two, he said you saw it yesterday from the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that the husband could be mefir the neder, even though the neder would not be hal until after a divorce. Okay, then he brings other ra'ayot, but then he has a question. He says, maybe you're going to bring me a question that we go like Rabbi Natan. Why? Because didn't Rav Chisda praise Rav Acha bar Avuna? Yes. Rav Acha bar Avuna is the one that made the guy get married to activate it. So Rav Chisda says, wow, Gavra Rabba did such a thing over here in order to fulfill all the shitot. Sounds like what? He was happy that he put him in a position to follow Rabbi Natan, that he activated the neder. So the answer, yeah, you have no raya. He's praising it because it's very nice to be mahmir. But that doesn't mean the halakha is like that, which means he was mahmir. He covered himself on all bases. But that doesn't mean the halakha is like the mir, just because he praised him. So therefore you have no raya as well. And therefore the ran is clearly being posek. When it comes to the husband at least, it's clear that what? The husband can be mefir nedarim, even before they are hal. Now, that means what? Let's just speak this out. These are conditional nedarim. Because what's the case of a neder hal? Either she says the neder is not going to be hal until after a certain period of time, until I get divorced, or she's making her neder contingent on something else. Because that's a case where the neder is not hal immediately. So the Ran speaks out. Miu, look at the last paragraph. Hani mide b'shitalta nedrab devar she asuya la'avor al tena'a. Dumyad im ose ani al pi abba va'al pi abich. Which means it's talking about a case where, let's say, she made a neder, right? I am not going to be me'aneh my husband. Listen, I'm not going to be me'aneh my husband if I give hana'ah to my father. That was the condition that she made. If I give hana'ah, which means if I give hana'ah to my father or your father, then I become forbidden to you. So that case over there, since on the side of the husband, it's a suffering neder, it's beno lebena, she's forbidding hana'ah. And on the condition side as well, it's a very difficult neder to keep. It's almost inevitable that she's going to break it. Why? Because such a condition, she's mista'eret, she wants to give hana'ah to her father or to his father. And therefore such a neder, that like, it's almost inevitable that she's going to break, on those types of nederim that were not activated yet, the husband has the right to be mefer. Why? Because on his side, of course, it's beno lebena, because she's forbidding hana'ah. And on the condition side, it's a type of neder that's an inevitable neder that's difficult for her to keep. This we can break it. אבל תתתנה בדבר שאין עשויה לעבור עליו, אינו מפר אלא אם כן חל הנדר. ואין נדרים ושמקין, למה להפרה לא תרחס ולא לצינון פירות עולם עליו? Which means, but if it's an item that she's able to fulfill, it doesn't cause a tzar, then even the rabbis will agree that you cannot be mefir the neder till the neder is hal. For example, she said she's not going to give him hana'ah if she's going to bathe. Or she's not going to give him hana'ah if she eats fruit. So you're okay, don't eat fruit. Don't eat fruit and then don't listen to your husband. In those cases over there, where the neder doesn't have to be hal. You don't have to be mefir because already she's able to get around her condition. But only in a case where the condition is like an inevitable condition that she's going to break, and she'd have sa'afar. In those cases, so you can activate the hafara even before it is ha. Now, what is she'ela? I mean, going to the rabbi. We discussed hafara now. Hafara, we go like rabbanah. What about she'ela? Kaimalam kenav pape de amar machloket b'hafara. Ava b'she'ela devre hakol en hacham matir ela imken halan neder. Oh, so by she'ela it was machmir. We went like the Pepe's opinions. Everybody holds the nizah has to be activated before the rabbi is shoel. V'achi paskei Rav Batta zichrono livracha kibatel lechumra. Good. Now, there's an interesting shita in this over here. When you're talking about going to the rabbi, the nidr has to be activated first, right? So some want to learn a hiddush. V'ika man de'amar de'afidu hache ha'omer kunam alai davar ploni le'achar shiloshim yom. Let's say a lady says, this item is going to be forbidden on me after 30 days. Mikri, hala nidr mikri. It's considered that the nidr is hal already. The hacham matir. Interesting. How's that possible? Because they want to say like this. Rabbi Natan and the rabbis only argued that what? The gaber, that a neder has to be activated. Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Abba, ila betolen nedro be'im she'efshar shelu yachol ha-neder le'olam. Which means, could be the machloket of Rabbi Natan and the hachamim, when they said what, whether the neder has to be activated or not, that's on a neder that might never be activated. She was tolen on something that might never happen. So on such nedarim, where the item might never happen, the condition might never come true, such a nedar is considered a nedar that is subject to the machloket. But on a nedar that vadai will be activated, just a matter of time, it's considered as if it's activated now. And therefore, what a guy says, or a lady says, my nedar is going to be held 30 days. It's automatically going to be activated, just a matter of time. So in such an item where the condition isn't automatic, everybody agrees it's considered if it's active, and then you can go to the rabbi and be mefer the neder. As opposed to, let's say, when the lady says, when I get divorced. Who says she's going to get divorced? Or the lady says, if I give hana'at to my father. Or who says she's going to give hana'at to her father? On items that are not guaranteed to be fulfilled, where the neder is pending, then we have a machloket Rabbi Natan al-Hakamim. But some want to say where the neder is just a matter of time for it to kick in, everybody wants to say that the neder is considered hal, and therefore you can go to the rabbi and be mefer the neder as well. And for that matter, the husband can be mefer the neder as well. It's considered hal. So that's a very important condition that I'm throwing in over here. But then he comes along and says, "V'ika man de amad afil b'chi agila kivet shemikom akum adain inu nesar in hakamati v'svarak kamat teritzali tefei." I'm sorry, Iran likes the first shita better. He brings out another shita and says, "Someone say no. We go. Is the neder hal? Yes or no? I don't care what type of neder is it. Is it an automatic? Is it not an automatic?" But Iran likes the first shita better. So it comes out according to Iran that we have a machloket Rabbi Natan and Hakamim. Can a husband be mefir a neder that was not hal yet? What type of nedarim are we talking about? A neder that might never be hal. But a neder that for sure will be hal, just a matter of time, everybody will agree that you can make a hafara. Now what would the nafkamina be? Nafkamina would be like this. Well, by the husband, anyway, we make him. We don't like the rabbis. That the husband can be mefer nedarim that were not activated yet. That's for sure. The hadush is that even by she'ela, where we said everybody agrees you have to have the neder to be hal before you go to the rabbi, if a neder was made on a condition for 30 days, that's considered as if it was activated now. Therefore, you can go to the rabbi. That's the hadush. The nafkamina will come out in she'ela. Right? Since it's going to happen, you just have to wait for it to happen. Doesn't matter. That's considered as if the neder is activated. Therefore, you can go to the rabbi and be mefer such. Halakha maaseh comes out. The fellow made a neder. You know, I'm not going to eat grapes in 30 days. Now, nothing kicked in yet. According to the Ran, go to the rabbi right now. Go to the rabbi right now. Now, if he made a neder like this, I'm not going to eat grapes in 30 days if I... No, not 30 days. I'm not going to eat grapes if I go visit this house. Now already, it's open-ended. Which means that neder is not hal. Now, if he visits the house, now it's hal. Now we can go to the rabbi and make a havara. But since that was not an automatic, so that's considered not hal, and therefore he cannot go make a she'ela. That is the shita of the Ran. Comes the next Mishnah. Barishona, originally, Hayu Omrim, Shalosh Nashim Yotzot Venotlot Ketubah. Three ladies, the husband must divorce the lady, can divorce the lady, but the lady still receives her Ketubah, even though she's getting a divorce. Now, what are the three cases? So it says, Ha'omeret Timeah Anilach. Case number one. Lady comes along and tells her husband, I am Tameh to you. What does that mean? She says, I went with another man. Now, let's analyze the case ourselves. She went with another man. If we're talking about, let's say, a regular Yisrael married to a Yisrael, regular marriage, if you say, no coining, let's just make it a case first. And she comes along and tells her husband, I went with another man. She loses a ketubah for sure. What's the question? Of course, she divorced, that's for sure, and no ketubah. She went with another willingly. So you're going to tell me, no, maybe she got raped. Maybe it was anusa. Anusa, she doesn't have to leave her husband. Anusa, by a regular Yisrael, you can stay married. So the case must be talking about, to give what I was going to say, she's an eshet kohen. She's the wife of a kohen. And let's speak it out. Well, a wife of a kohen, if she went willingly, she loses her ketubah and she gets divorced. And I must be talking about an eshet kohen that got raped. They got anusa. Now the law of eshet kohen, a kohen is not allowed to be with his wife, even if she gets anusa. That's chumrah. So divorce has to happen, but she gets a ketubah. You know why? Because she can come along and say, it's your mazal that you you're a kohen. I'm not. This the hafas adeu. Your field went down. I'm not. That's not my fault. Which means if I was married to Israel, I would get my ketubah. So because I'm married to you now, I shouldn't get my ketubah. It's your mazal that you lose this thing over here. It's not my problem. You're a kohen. So therefore, she can get ketubah. So the case of a lady that gets a divorce but gets ketubah, case number one is where she is. She says, "Teme'ah ani rach. I went with another man. Not I went with another man. Another man was ma'anis me." Good? Okay. Case number two. Shamayim beni lebenecha. She comes along and says, literally, the sky, the heavens know what's going on between me and beni lebenecha. Know what's going on. Well, what's going on? So the Ran explains, he's talking about a lady over here. She comes along and says that the husband's zera is not yurek hachetz. In order for zera to impregnate a lady, it has to have a certain potency where it has a strength like an arrow. It goes out like an arrow. Now she ain't kin, this husband over here, she says, listen, God knows, because only God knows this, besides them two, Hashamayim b'ni u'benecha, that your zera is not yurek hachetz. Now, what's her claim? She wants a divorce, but she wants ketubah. Now, her claim cannot be, and therefore, we're not fulfilling Priya v'Ribya. Because she's not obligated in the mitzvah Priya v'Ribya. He's obligated in Priya v'Ribya. So technically, the husband could say, what do you care? What's the difference? So the children, that's my mitzvah. So her claim is not, I don't care about Priya v'Ribya. But I'm concerned, I want a child to lean on. Which means when I become an old lady, I want somebody to help me, bury me, things like that. So she wants a child just for support, for physical support when she gets old. Oh, that already she has a claim. I don't care about Priya v'Ribya. But Shammai, God knows that you don't have an ability to father children, and therefore I want out. So the deen is divorce, and she gets a ketubah. Because there she has a good claim. Case number three. Netula ani min Yehudim. Okay, she comes along and says, I'm forbidding myself to have tashmish of all the Yehudim, including the husband. Could be that she has a certain sa'ar from the tashmish. And therefore she's saying, when the husband goes with her, she has a certain, like I said, a sa'ar, a certain pain and things like that. The Ran explains it on the third line. She asra al atzman at tashmish kol Yehudim. Ve'kevan de muhammed tad de tashmish kashela. It's like she's getting anusa each time. What do you mean? We're going to force your wife to be with you in the tashmish, hurting her? And I give her a divorce, but pay her the ketubah, because it's not a fault. Because those are the three cases where initially we say what? Once she just makes the claim, she does not have to bring proof. She just says, "Temeani, Hashemayim bini uberecha, netulani mina Yehudim, get ketubah." However, the Mishnah says, Hazru lomar. The rabbis came back and they said no. Shelo te isha notenet reneha be'acher umkalkelet al ba'ala. What were they worried about? They're worried about now that a lady is going to come along and use this power to go now be mekalkel. She's going to go to a different place. She's going to see a fellow that she put her eyes on. So she's just come along to her husband and say, Temea anilach. Get a divorce and go marry his. Or it comes along and says, Shammai bini benecha, get her money, go with the other guy. Or in this case over here, which is the real case we're concerned about also, she's going to say, Nitula ani min kol ha-Yehudim. She made a neder. She'll go to a place where they didn't hear the neder. And therefore, she'll go break her neder. She'll go with this guy. She'll get a divorce from this, but she has a neder on her. Nitula ani min kol ha-Yehudim. Because she forbade herself to speak to everybody. So the Ran speaks out, Nitula ani min ha-Yehudim, third line. She asla al atzman atash. We did that. Look at the next one. Hazru lomar. We don't want the lady to put her eyes on somebody. Right? And she's going to. Why? They're not going to recognize that who she is, not who what her neder was, and what's going to happen. So therefore, she's doing it in order to, you know, to get out, in order to go marry somebody else. And in one case, she can even break her neder. Because she's going to go to a place where they don't know the neder. She's going to go with somebody. And therefore, we don't want such a situation to take place. So what did the rabbis do? The rabbis came along and said like this. Therefore, ha'omeret timea nilach, tavi ra'ayah l'dvareha. Rabbis came along and said, you want to say timea nilach? Prove it. You want a divorce? You want to get ketubah and all that? Prove that you were timea nilach. Stam, you can't just say Tvari Lach and get out. Hashamayim bini lebenecha. She comes along and says, listen, the sky knows, the heaven knows that you don't have Yurik Haitz and all that. I guess she has claimed, you know what? Ya'asu derech bakasha. Which means appease her. The Yerushalmi says, let the husband make a se'udah for talk nice to be nice to her. Just forget about her claims. Talk her out of it. Don't let her go through with such a claim. Which means, normally before the tekkan, I would say, okay, Shamayim bini lebenecha, she's out. Now he said, no. Work it out. Reconcile it. Appease her and all that. Vinutula anim in a Yehudim. When she comes, Nitula anim in a Yehudim. Yafe lechelko. Vetem shemashtov etenutula anim in a Yehudim. No problem. When it comes to the Tashmishke, let him be mefer. His side of it. Because Beno the Bena, obviously. And then there should be asu to all the other Yehudim. What do I care? She was a citizen of the Tashmish from everybody. Let the husband break his section from it. And let him remain there for a minute to everybody. So that was the tekana that came after. Now, the Ran over here has a very interesting discussion. We have to analyze the Ran's discussion over here for a second. Okay. Good. Let's discuss the Ran's subject. The Ran is actually v'ika lemedaka matnitim. Yeah, I'm going to speak at the outside, so we can appreciate what he's saying. Initially, a lady comes along and says, "Timea ani." The law is what? She's forbidden against her husband. Get ketubah. That's the initial. That's what it was. Then the rabbis came along and said, "We don't like that because it can run into issues over there." Right? The lady sees somebody else, so now what? She's just say, "Timea ani," like to get a divorce, so she can go with somebody else, too easy. We don't like that. Prove it. Okay, you gotta prove it. That means what? According to the second takana, she says, Temea anilach, it's nothing. Stay married until you bring a proof. So the Ran says, what are you talking about? If the original law is that when a lady just says Temea, she's forbidden to be with the husband, how could the rabbis make a takana and say she can't be with the husband? How could they uproot something that was asur and make it mutar? Normally the rabbis have a power, generally speaking, to be passive on things, to make tekanot that are passive. Shiv al ta'aseh. Here they're saying, go back to your husband. What do you mean? According to the law, you're telling me really, she says, it's enough, to you have to leave. Now you tell me, you know what, you say to her, go back, until you bring a proof. What are you talking? How did the rabbis come along and make a tekanot, bikum ta'aseh? They could... Rabbis have power to uproot, I understand. But they have power to uproot being passive. But not uprooting saying, go back. Now you might come and tell me, it's called Hura'at Sha'ah. Well, rabbis have a right to, you know, once in a while, break the law and things. Yeah, but that's only temporarily. For example, Eliyahu Navi, in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, he brought a korban on a private altar. That was forbidden, but he only did it once. So a rabbi, Navi, has a right to break the law temporarily, but not to make a Takanawe, that's it. When a lady comes along and every time she says to me, go back. But if you tell me the initial law is you can't go back, how can they come along and say you can't go? What happened to the law? So So the Ran offers a very novel interpretation. He rejects it, but he answers like this. Could be the answers like this. We have a general rule. Anytime somebody gets married, kol ha-mekadesh al da'at hachamim mekadesh. Anybody gets married, your marriage is according to the Kedat Moshe v'Yisrael. The rabbis have the power on the marriages. Now, if the rabbis have power on the marriages, they also have the ability to be mafkia marriage. They have the ability to uproot marriages as they see fit. So he says, you know what? This is what happens. A lady says, Timea ani. She said, Timea ani. She's an Ishat Kohen. That's the case, Kohen. She was in us. And she's saying it. And let's say it really happened. How could the rabbi say, go back till you bring a proof? You know why? Because they'll say, at the time that she went with that guy raped her, they temporarily uprooted the marriage. And therefore, at that time, she wasn't married. And therefore, she's permissible to go back to her husband.
Wow.
Again, if the rabbis have a power to uproot marriages, what are we worried about? She's saying to marry. According to the law that we understood, Timea, divorce. Rabbis came along and said, no, don't worry about it. Stay married, go back. Wait, the lawyer's got to leave. No, the mechanics works like this. She comes along and says, Temeani, I was raped. So go back. Why? Because the rabbis have a right to say, at the moment that that guy went with you, we took off your marriage. You weren't married to the Kohen. You weren't married to the Kohen, no problem. So if you went with this guy, you don't become fish. It wasn't your husband. Askinu. And therefore what? Go back. Stay married. So therefore, that's the mechanics that they used. The Ran rejects that.
A single girl that's right.
Yes, go back to the Kohen, but die. Unless he's a Pasul. Unless the guy is a mamzer or a halal or things like that. But if it's a regular guy, she does not also have to go back to even a Kohen. That's what the Masechet Yibamot or Ketubot. Which means, again, and that's the problem of the Ran. Because the Ran said, now you just limited the case. You said, if she was raped, if she was raped, Afkinu Rabbanan. But that's only in a regular case of a regular guy. But if she was raped by a mamzer, it's not going to help you, Afkinu. Because once she goes with a pasul, she cannot go back to her husband. She was raped by a halal, she cannot go back to her. Because when you go with a pasul, she becomes pasul as well. So the Ran comes along and says another answer, which is an answer that he accepts. He says, you know what? It's reverse thinking. Really, according to original Takana of the rabbis, saying Timea Ani is not enough. That's not the law, by the way. Timea Ani, that you say you have to leave, was a stringency. So the rabbis initially were stringent. But when they saw that their stringency is not a good stringency, because now ladies can use it. So they went back and they put it on the initial law. And the initial law is, you got to bring proof. Which is, we thought that Timea Ani is a law. How could they break the law? No, that's not a law, by the way. The whole thing was a stringency. Which is, the initial law really was, you got to bring proof. They came along and said, you know what? You don't even have to bring proof. But then they came back to the initial, they said, no, bring proof, because it could be run into problems. So therefore you don't have to worry about how the rabbis over. They didn't override anything. They were being mahmir. Then she got a divorce even without a proof. They said, no, what? Go back to the thing, you need a ayah. Okay, good. Good, they made it difficult. Exactly, because they don't want it to go now and see somebody else. Now the she'elah is like this. Iba'ilim. Amra liba'la time'a'ani. Simple case. Our case, the Mishnah. She told the husband, I am Teme'a. Ma'o shetukha b'truma. Oh, can she eat Teruma? Which means, leave the discussion now, whether she stays married or not. She stays married, because we said she got to bring a proof. Correct? But once she says the word Teme'a, she's married to a Kohen. Now, if she actually went with somebody else, if she was Ne'insa, so technically, she cannot stay married to the Kohen. She loses to Teruma. But the question, we didn't believe over here, right? We see you got to bring proof. The question, maybe we didn't believe her just for the to stay married. But maybe she cannot eat Teruma. What's the question? Ibailu, Amra de Baalat Teme'ani, Ma'u Shetukha B'Teruma. Rav Sheshat Amar Ochelet. Rav Sheshat, you know what? Eat. Why? Shelo Totsi La'az Al Baneha. Because I'm concerned about rumors about her children. What's the logic? What's the rumors about our children? What am I worried about? If she doesn't eat, what's going to happen? I'm concerned I'm not worried about the children that she has already. Children that she has, everybody knows the Kohanim. She was married legally to this Kohen, everything was fine. Once already, people say, she's not eating Teruma. Must be she went, she did something. any child she subsequently has from this Kohen now is going to be tainted. Because if she went with somebody that she's forbidden, the Kohanim are not, the kids are not Kohanim. So therefore he says, listen, you better give it a Terumah. Because if you don't give it a Terumah, what's going to end up happening? You're going to affect the future of the children. So comes the Gemara and says, Rava Amar, in Ochelet, Efshad Dachla Cholin. What do you worry about on the children? Why should they pursue the children? The people will just say, you know, why should I eat Terumah? She doesn't have Terumah. Maybe that's what she has is Cholin. What? Every Kohen always has Terumah to eat. When they see her eating Cholin, what are they going to say? That's what she has. She only has Cholin. How do they know that she's eating Cholin because she can't eat Terumah? Maybe they'll say, well, she's eating Cholin. She's eating Cholin because she has no Terumah. Which means just because she's not eating Terumah is not going to indicate to the people any signal of any sort. You understand the machloket over here? Again, let's get the machloket clear. The machloket is when the lady comes along and says to me'ani, we're saying what? Stay married. Okay, stay married. And what's the reason why we said stay married? Stay married because we don't want to, she's going to use this to go find somebody else. Okay, good, but maybe what? The Gabe is staying married for me. Maybe she cannot Terumah. Which is, maybe Teme'ani is enough to ruin her from Terumah. So the first rabbi is who? First one is Rav Sheshat. Says, you know what? No Terumah. I'm sorry. Yeah, Terumah. Why? Because if you're going to stop eating from Terumah, now the very people are going to say, oh, stop, must be something happened over here. Therefore, the future kids are not going to be Kashin the Kehuna. The other rabbi, who's the other rabbi? Rabbi comes along and says, no. Eat Terumah. Why? Because by not eating Terumah, no one's going to think anything. They're not going to think about your kids. They're going to just say, she's not eating Terumah because she doesn't have Terumah. She only has Cholin. Oh, Gemara says, Umodeh Rav Sheshat. But Abba Rava, Umodeh Rav Sheshat. Rav Sheshat agrees. Shein Yit Armela. Let's say she became, she said to Me'ani, and then she became a widow. She'ena Ochelet. Then you're ready, she cannot eat Terumah. Why? Mi dihu ta'ma ela mishum tutsi la'az albanea. Nit Armela v'nit garesha. Amre hashta di'it nisa. Very good. Which means like this. What's the whole reason why Rav Sheshat said she could eat Terumah? I'm worried about what are they going to say about her? Her children. Right? Good. Now let's say she gets divorced. She said to Me'ani, to the husband, okay, very good. Then whatever, she got divorced, so she became a widow. Now normally a widow still eats Terumah. Okay? But the Hadush is at that point over there, take the Terumah away from her. Why? Because the people will say, now why is she not eating Terumah? They'll say, because maybe she did something now. Maybe after she got divorced, now she went with another guy, she got raped, and therefore she's forbidden to have Terumah from now. They won't be Motzi Lachas on her to the whole reason why Rav Sheshat allowed her. Get clear. What's the reason why Rav Sheshat allowed this lady to have Terumah? I'm worried, what are they going to say about the children? They're going to think that the children are not going good, but now she's divorced. Or she got nitkarsha, or nitarmela. Now they stop her, they see her not eating Terumah, what will they say? Oh, probably something happened after she got the almana, she went with somebody. When she goes with somebody after the almana, she cannot eat Terumah anymore. Mm-hmm. And therefore what? That's why after marriage, after nitarmela, she's going to be asurat to have Terumah. Look at the Ran. Look at the Ran says. Bottom line in the Ran. Hashta udi itnisa. Okay, let me speak out clearly. Just take two extra minutes here. A lady that gets widowed from a Kohen, could she eat Terumah? Yes. If she's raped even, she can still eat Terumah, by the way. But if she goes with a Pesula, let's say she went with a Mamzer went with her, or a Halal went with her, and all that, then already she loses her rights to have Terumah. Good. Now you know the law? Now let's discuss Rav Sheshat's logic. Rav Sheshat's logic was like this. Lady comes along to husband, Teme'ani lach. Stay married, continue eating Terumah. You know why? So I'm concerned now after people are going to start seeing you not eating Terumah, what are they going to say? Oh, could be she really went with the guy. She's not. That's why she's not eating Terumah. Her children now are no good. Keep everything status. Eat Terumah. Beautiful. However, that only applies when they're married. Once already she becomes a widow, I'm not worried about the children anymore. Now when they stop seeing her eating Terumah, what are they going to say? Now she became pasul to eat Terumah. She did something now after the marriage. Therefore, it's not going to affect the children. The children were good. Why should I need Turma? Because she did something now. I did something now. Who's going to affect? No problem. She's not going to retroactively post the Turma. I'm saying she stopped eating Turma because of something happened after the Al-Minut. Good. So there's no Totsi Laz on the children. Now we go to a point that we spoke at already. Amar Papa. The Papa said, Badak Lan Rava. Rava asked us a question. He was testing us. Eshet Kohen Shene Insa. A wife of a Kohen that was raped, Yesh La Ketubah or Em La Ketubah? Does she get the Ketubah or not? Now we know the answer to this already. That's exactly the case of our Mishnah. A wife of a Kohen that gets the Insa, does she get a Ketubah or not? So what's the question? Kivan de Onis Legabe Kohen Kerason Legabe Yisrael Dameh Em La Ketubah. Do we say that since an Onis to a Kohen is like a Ratzon to Yisrael, which means just like by Ratzon to Yisrael you gotta get divorced, Onis by Kohen is like Ratzon to Yisrael, and just like by Ratzon you gotta get divorced when you say no Ketubah, so maybe Onis by Kohen you gotta get divorced no Ketubah. Or Dilma Matziya Amrale Ana Hazina, she can come and say I'm good, the Gavrah did the Hafasadeu, and you, your luck is bad, your field got lost, which means I have no problem. If I was married to somebody else I would get my Ketubah, so just because I was married to you it's your fault, you're the Kohen, that's your issues, maybe she can get the Ketubah. Vamrina, and this, we answered the question like this. Matnitini, we told him it's our Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Ha'omeret teme'a ani lecha. Right? The lady tells the husband, I'm tamer to you. Yesh la ketubah. We said she gets ketubah. Ma askinan. Idima be'eshet Yisrael. If you're talking about it's a regular case of Yisrael's wife. Ibe ratzon. If she did it willingly, klum yesh la ketubah. Of course she doesn't get a ketubah. Ve'ibe ones, mi kametzera. Al gavra, why does she have to get divorced? If she's eshet Yisrael and did it by force, she could stay married. Ela be'eshet kohen. But to what is it going? The Iberatzon, if she did it willingly, Klum Yeshta Ketubah, of course she's not going to get a Ketubah. Mi Garam, Eshet Yisrael, Beratzon, she's not going to be worse than Eshet Yisrael than the Beratzon. Elala, be honest. Must be talking about it's an Eshet Kohen that got Ne'insa. The Ketani Yeshta Ketubah. What is the Mishnah? I said you get a Ketubah. So methodically, the students answered to passive elimination that Eshet Kohen she Ne'insa. She has to get divorced, but she does get the Ketubah, because otherwise, how can you learn that Mishnah? What's the case? It must be a case of Ish Krenchina Insa, but we'll call it.